So how did you go from nursing into all of the other millions of things that you've done?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was just one story after another, I guess, is how it ended up. I started in leadership position as a nurse in the E.J. Meyer Memorial Center in psychiatry. And when the head nurse was off, I was in charge. And here I was, you know, in my early 20s, in charge of a male psychiatric unit. Most of the staff were men. In fact, we even had the jail unit at that time right on my floor. And I just learned from the head nurse, Tom Smith, who was a wonderful mentor to me. And from there, I decided that I wanted to go back to school and got my social work degree because of the therapy interest that I had, and ended up at the state hospital in charge of another male unit of intensely mentally ill male clients. And at the same time, I was working on finishing my graduate degree and then starting my doctorate degree. Because, I mean, it was very evident to me that if I wanted to go further, that I had to get additional education just because of the environment, mm-hmm. Of having to have extra. So I was working actually two full-time jobs at that time and going to grad school. I was also at the Community Mental Health Center at Buffalo General. And
you know there's only 24 hours in a day, right?
Well, I was a little bit type A, I should say. And then I also...
A+.
aspired to go on because I saw the opportunity, having the nursing background and also mm-hmm. having the therapy background. I approached the president of the hospital at the time and asked him if there would be an opportunity for me to exceed further, and told him about my interest and the need, as I saw it, for us to look at patients holistically. It's not just the mind, but just the body and the body go together to be pure wellness. Mm-hmm. You can't be well if your mind is sick, and you certainly can't be well if your body's sick. So I said, I do have an interest in healthcare too, so keep that in mind. And he then asked me shortly thereafter if I'd be interested in being a vice president of the hospital. And I was put in charge of all the ambulatory medical clinics and at the same time responsible for the mental health unit, and became the first vice president of color in the Western New York region in healthcare.
But that took a lot of guts. To talk to the president of the hospital.
Well, I guess I thought, being a risk taker, the worst he could do to me was just kind of say, okay, and then see ya. And in my mind, maybe he's saying no. But then I said, well, what if he says yes? Because, you know.
If you don't ask,
you don't get. But also, there's a saying about our greatest fear is that we will not reach high enough. So took a risk, paid off, and I've just been blessed throughout my career with the number of positions I had. I was there for a few years, designed a couple of programs for the mentally ill that were the first in New York State. Went on to be the commissioner of mental health under Dennis Gorski for 12 years, which was another wonderful experience. County executive allowed me to try new things and create opportunities in partnering with other departments mm-hmm. in the county. For 12 years after leaving Dennis Gorski, because there was a new county executive who gets to pick his own commissioner, then I traveled to Phoenix for about a year mm-hmm. with working for David Smith, who had moved to Phoenix to be the county manager. Or city manager, I should say, mm-hmm. for Phoenix in the county, city and county, and became the acting director for Medicaid Managed Care Program down there for about a year. And he wanted me to take the job full time, but my son was just about between junior and senior year in high school. And I knew it would have been pretty traumatic for him and some other things going on in my life, and decided to not take that job. Did some consulting for a while. Mm-hmm. Moved to Pennsylvania for about a year for a program which took care of the mentally ill in prisons. And that position lasted about a little over a year. They were starting to downsize and there were some issues. Wasn't a great fit. Moved back to Buffalo. Did some more consulting. And
you
then
just can't get us out of
there. Then became the president and CEO of Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center. And did that for about a year. And I've just been lucky to be in positions where people saw my varied experiences as a plus. And shortly after that, Mayor Brown asked me to be the county deputy mayor for the city. And that was a great experience. I still have a great relationship with the mayor. He allowed me to grow in terms of government and expertise and being responsible for a number of areas, including human resources and helping with economic development and education and just on and on. It was great.
I don't think there's anybody who goes into any new position that knows everything, right?
Correct.
And so it's always a learning experience, and then the next position, the people who get farthest ahead are lifelong learners.
I would absolutely agree with that. When you get into a top position, you cannot be an expert in every single area, but if you have general management expertise, you can learn some things on the job, but rely on people who are working with you mm-hmm. to take on those areas of expertise, like finance, for example. You certainly can't know every single bit of finance when that was in your original role. But if you have someone that has that expertise, then you call on that person to get the job done.